It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, happy Friday. Welcome back to Local Real Estate Today. Kyle Bailey, joined by our local real estate expert, Mary Gilbert, with the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. We have made it to Friday. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kyle. I'm doing great, and it's always good to be here with you and our listeners.
So let's go through a number of things here. First of all, nationally, we've been hearing mixed signals, really, about the housing market. What do you think the big picture is right now?
So that's a great question, Kyle, and it's exactly what buyers and sellers are asking right now. So nationally, we've seen mortgage rates ease a bit, which helped boost closed sales toward the end of the year, but contract signings, what we call pending sales, actually cooled in December, and the big reason was inventory. So buyers want options, so when inventory tightens, even motivated buyers hesitate. Add in the winter weather, holidays, and the end-of-year distractions, and you get a short-term slowdown.
So what's the key takeaway?
So the key takeaway is this. Demand is still there. Buyers are watching closely, and spring activity usually starts building in February.
Which is just around the corner. So how does that national picture translate here at home in Douglas County?
Yeah, so locally we're seeing something very similar. So steady but selective activity. And here's a quick snapshot of Douglas County right now. We had new listings down from last month. Pending sales were down month over month. Closed sales, they're holding steady. Inventory is sitting around 5 months, which is still considered a balanced market. The medium home price right now is holding strong around the low to mid 300s. And what this tells us is that the market hasn't stopped. It's just more intentional. Homes that are priced right, well presented, and well located are still moving. Others are sitting longer.
Now, you also track what's happening week by week. So what stood out this past week?
Yeah, this past week was interesting, Kyle. So we saw a solid number of new listings coming on, 43 this week versus 32 in the prior week. We did see a noticeable amount of price changes, which tells us sellers are adjusting expectations. We had 40 price changes this week. That's up from 25 the week prior. Pending sales are ticking up slightly, showing buyers are still writing offers. We had 38 pendings this week compared to 37 in the prior week. And we continue to see expired listings, which reinforces how important strategy is right now. So 11 expireds this week compared to 13 in the prior week. So this is not a set it and forget it market. So sellers need a plan. They need the proper pricing, marketing, and timing. All matter.
Yeah, good advice there. So let's talk about what's actually for sale right now. What are the new listings people should know about?
Yeah, so here's a few highlights from new listings hitting the market recently. We've got two very affordable listings in the same park over on Mary Ann Lane. This is in North Roseburg. We have a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,152-square-foot home in a park at 37 Northeast Mary Ann Lane for $50,000. This is a 55-plus park. It has a community recreation hall with a pool table and games, and this is right down the street from Costco. Over at 8 Northeast Mary Ann Lane in the same community, we have a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath, 960-square-foot home for $50,000 as well. So you got two options in there. And there's not very many homes that come up in this park, but they do go fairly quickly because it's a nice little tucked-away community.
All right. Let's take a look at some other things we've got out there. What else do you have for us?
Yeah, so here's another house up behind Costco, 658 Ryan Heights Lane in Roseburg. Was just past Costco up Courier, which turns into Ryan Heights. This is a custom-built three-bedroom, two-bath home with over 1,800 square feet. It's on 5 acres. It was built in 2004. This house is listed for sale at $689,950. It has a 40 by 30 Quonset hut. with a 25-foot ceiling in it. Huge four-car garage, so it's got a lot of extra additions to it. Worth checking out.
All right, and a great view from up there. Oh, my gosh, that's got to be great.
It does have an amazing view, and it's very private.
Not just during the day, but at night at well. All right, right. What else is on?
So now heading out towards Melrose. Not very many homes like this come up for sale in Melrose. 674 Young's Lane. This house is a three-bedroom, two-bath, just under 1,700 square feet on 5 acres. It's a one-level home offered for sale at $600,500. This is listed with my partner, Jeannie Hackey, at the Mary Gilbert Group, but this has got a fenced yard. It's got RV parking. It's got raised garden beds. There's multiple outbuildings for, you know, all your equipment and tools. Wood-burning fireplace, so great place, and it's out in a peaceful, quiet location.
And it's out there, but it's not too far out.
That's right.
All right, so, well, let's see. We've got some land here.
Yeah, so out, back up Ryan Heights Lane. There are 4 5-acre parcels up there. So the first two parcels on Ryan Heights Lane, they offer beautiful views overlooking Roseburg across towards the Callahans. So the first parcel is listed at $185,000. You go a little further up the road, and there's another 5-acre parcel with an amazing view and a really nice house pad. So the nice thing about these is that the house pads are developed, the roads are in. There's also gabion rock to support the bank, so pretty much ready to build on. The second lot is offered for sale at $195,000. Then as you go up a little further up Ryan Heights, the last 2 5-acre parcels have septic approval, and they also have a shared well that was over 20 gallons per minute per the seller. The third parcel as you go up Ryan Heights has an amazing fully cleared off home pad that has room for a really spacious home and a shop. That one is offered for sale at $250,000. And then you go up further, Ryan Heights, and the fourth lot that is for sale is offered for sale at $225,000. You kind of has a longer driveway, but that has the house pad is there. It's totally private, and it does have a pad already developed for a shop. Both of those have the septic approvals and shared well, underground utilities for power and natural gas. So these would make great home sites for someone.
So really a wide range of price points. That's great for buyers. And the good ones, of course, don't last long. What about open houses?
We have some open houses today. So head out to 119 Oakleaf Lane in Winston, Oregon. This is a one-bedroom, one-bath, 384-square-foot manufactured home. So if you're looking for a tiny home, this would qualify. It's only $55,000. Lacey Rathsack at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams will be hosting this today from 1 to 3 p.m. And then also out in that Winston area, you've got 700 Southeast Tokay Street. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,404-square-foot, single-level home. It's been lightly lived in. This house was built in 2016, offered for sale at $375,000. This house is open today from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m.
And what else do we have here?
Yeah, and then heading into Saturday, we have 2046 Northeast Fremont Avenue listed at $254,900. This is a two-bedroom, one-bath, 640 square feet. That is open Saturday from 12 to 2. And then if you're in Myrtle Creek, check out 211 Southeast Woody Court in Myrtle Creek. This is a 2019-built home, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,514 square feet, offered for sale at $395,500. That's open tomorrow from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m.
And we got time for one more.
And in Winchester at 786 Northview Drive, this is a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home, over 3,100 square feet, offered for sale at $675,000. That is open Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30.
All right. Great insights as always. Really a great time to be looking around.
Absolutely. Yep. And for buyers, it's a great time to prepare. So get pre-approved, watch the market closely, and be ready to move when the right home pops up.
All right. If people want to reach you, get connected, get a conversation started, what do they do?
The easiest way is to call or text our team at 541-366-6080. You can also find us online 24/7 at marygilbert.com or stop by and see us in person at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we're always available evenings and weekends by appointment.
All right, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.